Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey, everybody, it's Lee from the Story Pirates podcast. You know, we've been on a little bit of a break, and some of you have been writing in and asking us, when is the next episode coming out? Well, the next episode of the Story Pirates podcast is coming out February 20th. But before then, I wanted to share something very exciting with you. Some of you know that the Story Pirates have a new book. It's coming out on February 11th, and it's called Quest for the Crystal Crown. Now, Quest for the Crystal Crown is based on a real idea from a real kid named Angie Ortiz. And Angie's story idea was brought to life by two incredible authors, Annabeth Bonderstone and Connor White. And guess what? I think I'm going to call Annabeth and Connor right now, see how they're doing. Okay, I'm just going to pull out my phone and, ooh, I got them on speed dial. And okay, here we go. And it's ringing.
Hello?
Hey, Annabeth, it's Lee from Story Pirates.
Oh, hey, Lee. So great to hear from you.
Oh, my gosh. It is great to hear from me, too. So I just wanted to say, first of all, thank you for writing the new Story Pirates book, Quest for the Crystal Crown.
Oh, my gosh. It was so much fun. I'm so grateful to have done it.
And I was just wondering if you could do me a favor and tell me and our listeners a little bit about the book. Like, what's the book about?
Yeah, so it's about our hero, Laura, whose town is attacked by monsters. And the only way she can save it is to go on a wild adventure with her best friend, Millie, to find the all-powerful Crystal Crown.
Wow, that sounds incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
And Angie, this real kid, came up with all those ideas first, and then you guys turned it into a whole book?
Yes, Angie came up with an incredible idea for a story, and we took her idea and expanded it into an entire novel.
That's incredible. Wow, Angie sounds really talented. You guys also sound really talented. But wait a second. Isn't Connor supposed to be with you? Where's Connor?
Yeah, so Connor's supposed to be here, but he's running a little late.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know. Well, it's okay because I brought some special guests to join us on this call, actually some characters from the book.
Hello there. Greetings. I am a wizard named Hobbly Nobbly.
What kind of name is Hobbly Nobbly?
Well, excuse me. I'll have you know that I was named after my great-grandfather, Hobblus Nobblus, and you would do well to respect his legacy.
His legacy, like what he did during his life? Like, what did he do?
He raced toads.
I've never heard of anyone that ever did that. So you're in the book, Hobbly Nobbly?
I'm sure I'm in the book, and I'll have you know that racing toads is a very popular pastime where I come from.
All right, well, maybe I should try sometime.
It can get messy. Sure, it can get messy. But is it worth it? Yes.
Yeah, I'm a messy guy.
I can tell.
I always wonder, what does the winning toad get? Is there a prize or anything?
The winning toad gets a pet frog.
No way.
Yes, way.
What is the difference between frogs and toads? Do you happen to know, Hobbly Nobbly?
Sure. I'll tell you exactly the difference between a frog and a toad. A frog talks like this, and a toad talks like this.
That was, like, basically the same?
No, they have many differences. One of them has a little bop on their face, and the other has a little bop on their head.
Wow. Face and head. Huge distinction there. Well, Hobbly Nobbly, thank you so much. I think we're done with you. Annabeth, is there anyone else that we can talk to that you have there?
Absolutely. This is Hot Breath. He's a troll.
I'm not just any troll. I'm a baby troll.
Wait, is this another character from Quest for the Crystal Crown?
Yes, it is. Hot Breath is here with me on the call. He's a very large troll, and he wears a diaper.
That's right.
Ooh, wait, you're wearing a diaper? Why are you wearing a diaper?
Because it's really, really comfortable.
Wait, so you're a baby troll.
That's right.
And, like, what's the size of a baby troll? Can you give me some comparisons?
Lee, a baby troll is a tiny troll, but a huge baby.
Got it. So bigger than a human baby.
Oh, much bigger than a human baby. Much bigger than even a human author. The one I'm standing right next to.
Yeah, I have to look way up to see Hot Breath's face. Hi, Hot Breath.
Hello.
Wow, Hot Breath, I can tell that you are willy willy cute.
Well, thank you, Lee.
Annabeth, will you tickle Hot Breath, like, under his little baby troll chin for me, if you can reach it?
Oh, I'd love to. Hold on, let me just reach up. I think I got it.
Yep. That's a baby, all right. Wow. Now stop before he throws up on you.
Too late.
Ooh, sorry, Annabeth.
That's all right. Oh, here's Blodo.
Oh, someone else. Okay. Who's Blodo?
Hello. I am Blodo, and I'm a goblin.
A goblin named Blodo. And you're also a character in Quest for the Crystal Crown?
That's right. I'm the most important character in the Crystal Crown, if you ask me.
Okay, so tell me something about how you look. Do you look nice or
Yes,
smoother?
I look nice. I look beyond nice. I look downright gorgeous. I'm about 3 feet tall and about 5 feet wide, and I am covered head to toe in warts.
In warts?
In warts.
All right, so I guess being covered in warts is normal for a goblin, so I won't judge you for that.
Thank you.
But, like, what do you do in your spare time? Do you have dinner parties?
Yes.
Do you, like,
Ooh,
have
yes.
friends over?
Oh, yes, Lee. I love to host a good feast with roasted turkey legs and creamy soups and, and sticks of butter the size of our arms that we just shove down our throats.
Oh, that sounds pretty good, actually.
Yeah, Blodo, why haven't I been invited to any of these feasts?
Oh, Annabeth, no, I'm very sorry. I would love to have you for dinner.
Oh, great. Does next Thursday work?
Sure, whatever, just so
Wait,
we're clear.
Annabeth, be careful, because I think Blodo just said he would have you for dinner.
That's right. I'm going to turn you into a creamy soup, and I'm going to eat you.
I'm going to go ahead and take back my RSVP. I don't want to attend this dinner party. Thanks, though.
Blodo, this is not a very nice thing to do to a great author like Annabeth. Bad, Blodo. Bad.
Well, it's nice for a goblin.
All right, well, get out of here, Blodo. We're done with you.
All right.
Enough of this. All right, Annabeth, is there anyone nicer around?
Oh, yeah. So, Lee, you know how every hero needs a way to get around?
Yeah, I know that.
Like, some heroes fly, others sail on pirate ships. Well, our hero, Laura, rides a donkey corn.
Wait a second. Laura, the hero of Quest for the Crystal Crown, rides a donkey corn?
That's right, half donkey, half unicorn.
Are you kidding me?
No.
That is the most majestic creature I've ever heard of!
And that's his majestic cry.
Donkey corn, you're so cute, I just want to love you and pet you and ride you. Oh, I love you, donkey corn.
That means he loves you too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Annabeth, will you just put Donkey Corn aside so I can talk to him again in a little bit when we're done?
Oh, of course.
You guys, it's me, Connor.
Connor.
Annabeth's co-author. I am so, so sorry that I am late. I remembered that it was National Milkshake for Breakfast Day, so I had to stop and get a milkshake for breakfast. And, hold on 1 second. I'm almost done. Okay, I'm ready.
Connor, that was disgusting.
It was a milkshake, man.
It's National Milkshake Day?
Milkshake for Breakfast Day. Every day's National Milkshake Day.
Ugh, Connor. Ugh. Shocked and disgusted by you.
What was that? It was just like a vanilla milkshake.
Annabeth, is he really drinking a milkshake over there?
Oh, yeah. It's 100% a real milkshake. It's not just,
okay.
Yeah, it's 100%.
You know, the way that you just said 100% has confirmed my suspicions that none of those characters were there at all.
What do you
That's
what?
Just Connor
That's not
making
just...
voices.
That's totally
what?
Lee. Where
Lee?
Did you... You're crazy.
Lee,
That's so
come
crazy.
On.
Oh, yeah? Well, why don't all those characters talk all at the same time then, on the count of three? 1, 2, 3.
Hobbly!
Hobbly! I like diapers.
See?
That has proved that those characters actually are there. I'm sorry that I accused you, Connor.
See, Lee, we were telling the truth the whole time.
Connor and Annabeth, thank you so much for telling us about this new book. We're so excited. Thanks for bringing all those amazing characters to visit today. And I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Lee.
Thanks so much for having us, Lee. And sorry again I was late, but you know, when a milk's got a shake, a milk's got a shake.
True. Bye, Donkey Corn.
Yeah.
Bye.
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 I'm still here. Grown-ups, you can order your copy of Quest for the Crystal Crown today at storypirates.com. You can also come to our very special book launch extravaganzas in both New York City and Los Angeles. If you're in New York City on February 11th, join us at Books of Wonder at 6 p.m. for a celebration featuring Angie Ortiz, kid author of Quest for the Crystal Crown. Or if you're in Los Angeles on February 23rd, join us at Book Soup at 11 a.m. for a special reading with authors Annabeth Bonderstone and Connor White. Both events are free and both are first come, first served.
Bye! Bye-bye.